Republican Senator Mel Martinez spoke about federal health care issues today at the Moffitt Cancer Center on the Tampa campus of the University of South Florida. Martinez said that the issue of Floridians without access to health care hit home when he was mayor of Orange County.
It became apparent to me that we had a really serious problem in our community. We had an unemployment rate that was only about 2%. We had an uninsured rate that was an unacceptable 17%, which told me there was an awful lot of people that were working but didn't have coverage for their work or couldn't afford to have the coverage. In any event, now that number has risen to about 22% of people in Orange County. It is over 4 million of your fellow Floridians, and is about 47 million of your fellow Americans.
Martinez said that health care is an important issue for the future of the country.
It's a health care that ensures everyone, that allows everyone to have access to health care. I think we've moved beyond the days in America where we can say it's okay if some people are not insured.
The United States spends more money on health care per capita than any other country, but according to a report by the World Health Organization in 2000, the country is ranked behind 36 others in overall quality of health care. Many of those other countries have universal single-payer health care. But Senator Martinez opposes single-payer because he said it would be a government-run health care. Instead, he wants to give a government subsidy to people who can't afford health insurance so they can purchase it from a private company.
And in my view of the world and my view of government, it should be a private healthcare system. It should be one that is not run by the government, but is run by the private system. It is one in which government has to have a very, very strong role, which it obviously does today, through the Medicare system, Medicaid, and SCHIP, and so many other, we call it kid care here in Florida, so many other ways, and that role needs to continue. But I believe that we can do some things to increase the number of Americans that are covered by health insurance while at the same time maintaining a private health care system. So my choice would be that we encourage more and more Americans to become insured and help them to become insured.
Martinez was asked whether Americans should be able to save money by importing prescription drugs from Canada.
And so if we can eliminate chance out of it and know that what is being prescribed is what the patient is going to receive, I would say let's get them from anywhere we can, because that competition will drive down the cost of drugs and drive down the prices.
Martinez said that some problems can't be solved just by adding more money, but that the nursing shortage is not one of them.
We've got to do more funding for nursing, because there's no way we're going to train more nurses if we don't fund the program.
But not everyone in the audience was impressed. Patrick Cannon is the co-chair of the Tampa Bay O-Train, the group supporting Barack Obama for president. He submitted a written question about why it's taking so long to get health care reform, but the question wasn't presented to Senator Martinez.
I think it's time that we elect a president who's actually going to bring people together and make something happen, whether it's a government program or market-based program. However it works, just get something done. I think people are really eager to see this problem solved, and just talking about looking at solutions at this stage of the game, I think, is too little too late.